As we're in the penitential season of Lent, I suppose time for a bit of confession. I really enjoy watching movie trailers. Today's gospel passage is almost like a movie trailer for the events of Palm Sunday. It is an insight into what we can expect at Jerusalem and gives us some sense of what Jesus' mission was leading towards. In these five verses we've heard today, we have a villain, Herod. We have people who are not quite sure about, or we're not quite sure about, when it comes to their motivations, the Pharisees. And we have an insight into the character of Jesus, his willingness to speak truth to power, and his commitment to following the will of God rather than those who may threaten his life. And we have this theme of a journey, the journey to Jerusalem, which holds significant historical significance for prophets. And we are introduced to a new way of viewing God, God as a mother hen. And we haven't even got to the emotions that are visible on or beneath the surface, the fear, the anxiety, the concern, the love. There is that fear of Herod, the anxiety of the Pharisees. And in the face of this, we see the compassion and love of Jesus. Within this short passage, we have subplots. We have intrigue. If this were a film teaser, I certainly would watch the film. What about you? Let's delve a bit deeper into this passage and give a bit of context, because we're halfway, at that halfway point in St. Luke's account of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem, which started in the 9th chapter of his gospel, when Jesus sets his face towards Jerusalem. And the end point of his earthly journey starts in chapter 19, when Jesus enters Jerusalem on a donkey, the start of what we now call Holy Week. And throughout St. Luke's account of this journey, Jesus is healing, he is teaching, he is following his calling. His work cannot be stopped by those who would like to get in his way. Herod, who has killed his cousin, will not divert Jesus from his path. Jesus' moving onward to Jerusalem is God's plan. Yes, he will be leaving Herod's era of political influence, but this is not because of the warning of the Pharisees. These Pharisees play an interesting part in all of this. We can be lazy in our thinking and lump together all Pharisees as overbearing rule keepers. And this is an encounter between some friendly Pharisees and Jesus. They're warning him. We're not aware of their motivations, yet we should be aware of the ease that we can simplistically generalize a group of people and demonize them. We see this time and time again in our history books. And we unfortunately still see the horrific impact of a group of people viewing another group of people in such a way that fills them with a desire to kill them. In the past few days, we have witnessed a mass shooting in New Zealand. So the Pharisees are not two-dimensional villains. As we have in our Gospels and in the rest of the canon of the New Testament, the examples of Nicodemus and St. Paul, who show us that some of the Pharisees were genuine servants of God. And then in this Gospel passage, we have these friendly Pharisees issuing that warning to Jesus about the powerful authority figure of Herod. Jesus dismisses the warnings and insults Herod. He insults him by calling him that fox. In the words of Christopher Evans, he writes, "Jesus' reply is imperious. For all his authority, vaunted power, and swagger, Herod is, from Jesus' point of view, to be dismissed as an ephemeral nobody." All this is summed up in the characterization of Herod as that fox. The fox, throughout history, has been viewed as a sly animal. It is a destructive animal. If you look in a hen coop after a fox has been there, you would witness that destruction. And also, the fox has been used as a symbol of a worthless and insignificant person. How often do we see in films the villain portray themselves as a strong, worthy person? Then over time, their true nature is revealed. They seem attractive at first, but what they're offering does not give us life. This assessment of Herod also reminds us that we need to be aware of what influences us in our daily lives. What foxes are we allowing into our minds and hearts and bodies, consciously or unconsciously? We need to be aware of the danger that the foxes in our lives pose, as they may consume us totally without us being aware of what is happening. Jesus is aware of the risk that he is in, but he also knows in his heart his true calling to do God's work on earth. He has set his face towards Jerusalem, and he knows that in Jerusalem he will face death. And he laments for that great city that has lost its way as the herald of God's promise for the world. The children of God have lost their way. They are killing God's prophets by executing them as blasphemers. And yet, Jesus speaks with compassion to God's children when he uses the image of a mothering hen. The hen, the mother hen, a vulnerable bird, yet she is determined to protect her brood against attack. Christ shows us that God is willing to be there for us, wanting us to be drawn into God's fold. Christ's desire is for us to have a deeper relationship with God, the hen, rather than the wily fox. As we know, the interaction between a fox and a hen does not usually end well for the hen. But the mother hen is protective of her brood, willing to put herself in harm's way for the sake of her offspring. But hens can be tenacious and destructive, as a young fox found out in France this week. It's believed the fox entered the barn where the 3,000 hens were at dusk, just before the automatic doors shut for night. The hens turned on the fox. The body of the fox was found the next morning. So in this movie trailer that we've heard today, this second Sunday of Lent, at this halfway point of Christ's journey to the cross, Jesus Christ is inviting us to be more than passive viewers of something on the silver screen as we walk with him this Lent. He invites us to think. He invites us to pray. He invites us to act. He invites us to live. Jesus Christ invites us to love, to set our face to the New Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.